bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And it's quite nice to listen to everyone. I just felt to listen to everyone, which is really fantastic. You know, seeing that everyone's desires, everyone's hope, everyone's faith, everyone's desires. And God's put all those desires, hope and visions in your heart, you know. And when we move with God's direction, God's revelation, then the things will begin to happen. And the biggest thing we don't want to do is do anything in our own strength, in our own effort, in our own ability. It's very easy to do. And so we really want to let God direct our steps, because when he does it, we'll hit the jackpot every time. Yes, we are to speak forth the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, but it has to be initiated by God. He arranges the open doors. Let him arrange the open doors. Traveling, let him arrange and organize your traveling. Oh, people coming to you, let him organize it. When we let God do it, all the provision, everything that you need will be wonderfully provided, rather than manufactured, because people feel they have to give or do something. But God is the one that provides for us abundantly. God's put it in my heart that this year we got to let him do the work. If we want to start to see great increase happen, laborers come, abundance come, because we all need all of those things. All of these things that we've been speaking, the fundamental things, we need all of those things in our life. We all need to have an abundance. We all need to have an abundance of laborers, abundance of finances, so that we can finance what we're doing with God. It's about moving God's word all over the world, about having priority to give, to bless, and to serve. Where someone has lack, we can make up that abundance. When we have lack, their abundance can make up our want. It talks about that in Corinthians. So this honoring God, money, is a very important subject with the right heart. And yes, we can all have different thoughts and feelings about it. We can all think people are after money because it's mentioned so much. But the more I'm walking with God and the more I'm seeing the things, I see that we have to be honest with money, with our own money, how we do things, how we're utilizing it. And if we follow the encouragement that we've been getting, like from Sangha and the Nepal believers and the Indian believers, if we practice that way, it's something to follow. There's a great result. There's a great example that we can actually follow and be a tupos to. A tupos is an exact type, and it doesn't matter the culture, because the principles of God will always work when it's done with the right heart unto God, without any other thoughts in there. You know, sometimes you may think, well, you know, all this money stuff. We can't let those carnal thoughts come in. We got to dismiss them, and we got to trust God with our finances. We got to trust God when we're praying for laborers, when we're praying for open doors. And we got to really want to do this from our heart. It's not something, it's just not a hobby. This is not an extra curriculum activity that we do. You know, fellowship isn't something that we just do. Oh, yeah, this is my sideline. This is my entertainment. I do this rather than go to football. Or I do this rather than do that. I'm in this for, this is my life. This is actually my life, my living with God. And I want to do what he wants me to do. I know that we can have great outreach in 2025. This is God's desire. And for those that focus in, you know, and fully do these things unto God, with God, like I say, I encourage these things, but it's your walk with God. It's not my walk with you. As a leader and as a minister, I'm to hold forth those things, spiritual things, which will bring the spiritual things into the physical for you, where you'll see results and where you'll get the benefit and the blessings. So listening is number one. Really, like, listen to pay attention. If you're connecting, if you're coming on it, we need to catch the words. What is being said? Make 2025 a year of really paying attention, to listen, to do, so that you can flourish and grow, that you can benefit. So you can't make anyone do anything. I can't make you do nothing. I can encourage you. If you do that, then you start to see the fruit. So we see who's really taking on the words, who's really listening. And that's where a minister is to put their focus, with the ones that are receiving the words gladly, with the ones that are practicing. And then there's other people that are kind of half and half. They just need more encouragement. But it's as they're humble, then God can really reveal to them the truth, what has actually been speaking, that we're not, this is not a gimmick. This is about numbers to move the word of God. And God is the one that will give the laborers. And so we got to be clear in our mind with finances and with what we really, really want. So I know it takes money to move God's word all over the world. It really does. and to be able to go, or to be able to invite, or to be able to bless, to be able to empower others to do the things that God's putting in their heart where they lack. But they've got to be practicing. You know, we don't just give our money anywhere. We give it where the word's moving, where the ground is fruitful, where there's right encouragement, where there's sound doctrine. You've come on here because you desire to move with God. You desire to live unto God. If you're really serious, we can't flirt about with other things. Like Solomon, you know, when he was a young man, he was very humble. And he was really wise, you know, and people would come from afar to listen to him because they knew that God was giving him words. God had given him wisdom. And he done really well. And then he started to invite other people from other countries. Other cultures got mixed in where he built the temple. Then when he brought these different wives in, they also set up temples to worship their gods. And he got distracted. And then everything got mixed up. And then he lost his reputation. He was a wise guy, and he had all that wisdom, and he still managed to miss the mark. So that should behove us to really keep a humble heart with God and just follow the things that we've been encouraged, which has proven to be fruitful. And I'm really fine. I give thanks to God because 2025 is going to be amazing. It doesn't matter what goes on, what things may happen. God will get us to our destination if we stay with him. God will bless us on our destination. God will increase us and multiply us on our destination as we stay focused with him. And there's lots of things that everyone has in their lives, things they have to pay out for, like weddings. I know Shelley and Ted have got a wedding coming up with their beautiful daughter, Sarah. I know Becky and Jack have got their wedding. It all costs money, doesn't it? You know? And so we could be tempted in those areas not to do the things God wants us to do. But if we stay with God, I just use those two things as an example. There's other things, like, you know, we might want to do holidays, we might want to do this, might want to do that. And then we find that because we want to do those things, we put God on the back burner. I'm in this for the full focus, the full moving. I'm looking for laborers, you know, to God. I'm going to God. You bring the ones that are going to do what I do, the ones that are going to have the same heart in the sense of focus. And if I honor God, I know where I'm honoring God to. I don't give it anywhere else. I give where I'm being fed. Now, after that, if God inspires me to give, then I give, or I lend, or I help, or I bless. But my initial thing is I give where I'm being focused and encouraged. I don't want to keep other people poor by keep giving to them or lending to them, and they're not actually practicing the things themselves. If we do that, we keep people in a poor place. Oh, we better help them out. They're struggling. But they've always struggled, and there's never no change. It's because they need to be taught to honor God for themselves, to go to God for themselves. Now, we've had great examples going to India, going to Nepal. Now it's time. Now today is the day of salvation for your country, for my country, for your field, for my field, for it to rise and grow this year, like it is in Indra and Nepal, with the signs, the miracles and wonders following. And so signs, miracles and wonders following, this is where you get people's attention. This is where people start to pay attention because people are being healed. People are being delivered. And we can minister, but we're not fully focused. You're not going to see the results. I know, I've been there. When I was fully focused and I started first going to India, everyone was getting healed. I kind of died down a little bit in my temperature of faith. Because when you start knowing things, you can get a bit proud. And I got a bit proud. And I'm sharing these things because I don't want you to go down these roads. So we can share what we went through. It doesn't mean so you can go through them, but you could do. And then when it comes to me, it was like less effective. And I think, what's going on? We got to be very clear, very confident, and have a good conscience in what we're doing. So that our faith is not hindered in any way. And if we follow, initially we are followers, right? You know, we connect, we start practicing, everyone's seeing the benefits of the encouragement. So why would we kind of deviate or just go a little bit to the right or to the left? When you fully make up your mind, I'm going in with this with you, God, where you show me to connect, and I'm going to do this with all my heart. I'm not just going to give you the crumbs when I honor you. I'm going to give you the best. Abraham. When he won the war, when he won, had his little battle, he took all the spoils and he went before Melchizedek, the high priest. And he gave the best of the spoils, the best of the weapons, the best of the gold, the best of the silver, the best of the animals, everything they won in honor to God because God gave them the victory. And Jesus Christ is after the order of Melchizedek. This honoring God is very important. And he gave 10%. That was not even in the law. It wasn't even law then to do that. But from his heart, he recognized God. When we get our victories, we should honor God in that way as well. In many ways. When we get blessings, we should give him the best part of what we got. Now, God will work that in your heart. He'll bring you to that point of faith to do that. And he's been working in your heart these past 5 years and even longer for some. Now it's time to really sit down. Think about what you've learned. Think about the benefits of it and how much more that you can really do with God. Not just on the finance, I'm all about the speaking in tongues, the connect, really connect with heart. Doing the things like rightly, like when we do a meeting, like come on the meeting on time, that's respect. You know, I start the meeting at 7 for an example, and I give people grace in that, like half an hour grace, because of the time difference. But really, we want to be on there. Like, what blessed me the other Thursday fellowship, I signed in, I think it was about 1 minute past 7, I signed in, and there was like 14 people on there straight away. And I thought, nah, this is how it really should be. Like a bit of a godly order there, you know. Not that it's religion, not that we've got to be in there on time. If you can't make it on time, you can't make it on time. But really, if you can, get there, be there. Let's get this thing moving. Let's be serious about what we're doing and where we're doing it and where we're connected, you know. Like, I wanted to have my one-on-one yesterday with Sangha. I called him. He's seen my message, but there was no reply. I think, what's going on here? Like, I want to connect, like, you know. But then God just said, chill out. Like, he'll message you tomorrow to call you, for you to call him at a certain time. So he did. He did that. I had a fantastic one-on-one with him today. And I was just sharing how well everyone's doing. There's never a bad report comes out of my mouth about anyone. Because there's no bad report. Because you're all doing fantastic. This encouragement is just to encourage you, like, was it Danny said earlier on? Let's set in order the things that are wanting. That's what Paul gave Titus. He said to Titus, you know, I left you in Crete, that you set in order the things that are wanting. The things that are necessary for us to do so that God can flow more easily through us and for us. And so that's why we do these certain things. You know, there has to be some kind of respect unto God, not unto me. But get focused on what you do. If you're going to honor God, then do it. And do it rightly. Go to God. Show him. Show me, Father. Ask him to show you. Father, do help me to do this with the right heart and with the right things that you'll show me. And help me to get rid of any fears or apprehensions or hold-ups or unbelief that you're not going to provide for me if I give this what you're showing me to give. You know, I've stepped out in faith and every time that God's told me to up it, I've upped it. And yes, I've had the carnal thoughts there. My God, this is a lot. But you know what? God is faithful. And that's what God wants. He wants you to trust in what he's showing you to do. And I think because maybe in the past, many different ministers from different religions, we've all heard of it, con men and stuff like this, then people have an apprehension. But you've got to let that go. Because God's proven to you that he takes care of you, right? And God wants to step it up. You know, so when we can freely do that and do it liberally, like Ted and Shelley and Ethel, when we went to Nepal, those that have been to Nepal, the generosity of these people is phenomenal. I went there. I was one of the first lot to go with Sangha to Nepal when there was 11 people. And there's thousands of them there. And through that duration of time of me revisiting, we were blessing people with money. We were helping out. We would go with abundant sharing to give. It's turned around. Like God superseded them. Because they continue steadfastly, which means all the time. They're not just doing it through the emotions and feelings of it. Well, I feel blessed now, so I'm going to give. They've done it from a pure heart because they've seen the benefit. They've seen the blessings of being humble to God. Receiving the words where they're being encouraged. And then they go to God and they really just like, Father, I want that label. Like I had Jolte message me today and she said, oh, how long will your meeting be? I said, well, maybe 3 to 5 hours long. And she went, wow. Even she was surprised at that long. And then she put like the praying hands and the like thumbs up type of thing. And she was saying, oh, how long does it take you to get to Portugal from where you are? I said, it's about an hour. 45 minutes, maybe a 2-hour flight. I can't remember. I haven't been there for a long time. because there's Nepali believers also in Portugal, and she's desiring to go there, and she was also mentioning me about going there. So again, obviously God will open those doors if asked to be, and I don't want to initiate anything. I want God to initiate things for me. But these guys from Nepal, they've got Nepali believers or new people that believe God, and then they're Nepali in nearly every country. They're really moving the word from where they are all over the world, but it's in Nepali, right? Not all of them speak English. That's why I'm saying from where you are, where you live right now, you can have believers everywhere. But like, this is not just in all of the UK and Europe and USA. This is everywhere. God wants us to have this vision that it's word over the world right from where you are. And the way that this will be done is when we stay humble, when we stay connected to God first, where he shows us to connect with the honoring God, praying from the labors from the heart, really wanting those labors. You got to want the labors like what the greatest need is in your life right now. That's got to be first. Father, I know that we need laborers. We need workers. You need to send me that one laborer that's equal to a million. That one that's going to receive these words gladly and move with it. They're going to come back with their testimonies of healing, of new open doors, and their fellowship growing and expanding. A lot of these leaders in India, they connect up, and then they go back about to where they live. And maybe Sangate hasn't heard from one for a long time, and then they call Sangate. And then Sangate has arranged for them to come to his house. Some of them traveled 18 hours on a train. And Sangate was sharing me that this one leader come, and he wasn't very fruitful before, and so him and his wife decided to go to live in another area. Also, for 5 years, she hadn't got pregnant. And Sangit was saying to me, like, in India, what they can do, if the wife hasn't got pregnant, they can insist that the husband marry another woman so that they can carry on the family line. And so it's very tough over there, so they really have to believe God. But this guy, he just started to practice where he moved to speak the word, and God started bringing people to him, and there was wonderful signs and wonders going on through his ministering, which attracted more people to him, people that weren't connected up, and other women got pregnant, his wife got pregnant, and God just, you know, I'm sure that somewhere along the line here shared that testimony, so it was really great. I'm just giving a quick overview of it. And the point is, it is really like, we got to be 100% God first. I am sold out. People who tell you that know me, I am sold out. It's God first. You know, I'm not perfect in everything I do because no man or woman is, but I'm being perfected and I'm getting better and better at this as I practice. So if you want to become better at it, then practice. The more you practice, the more you will see the results. Again, I'm still blown away at this Soon Fellowship and this leaders meeting. This has been going consistent now for what, 5 years? Long time, isn't it? And I'm definitely not an educated person in the world. I haven't had no leadership kind of training or anything like that, only the examples I've seen. And so I pay attention. I watch what Sangate does. I'm listening. And I know that people watch me too. And so we do have to be an example in the things that we're doing. And so I have to sharpen up in my area. God just been showing me, sharpen up in this area, sharpen up in that area. Be very bold and say what needs to be said. And the laborers will hear that. And whether it challenges them initially, because I get challenged initially, but I always go to God and I say, Father, keep me humble. Let me see how this works. And then I just act on it. I act on it with faith unto God that I'm going to see the results that I said that I would get. And I can remember when I reconnected with Sangate, he was telling me many different things to do. If you do this, you will see that. If you do that, you will see this. On many different levels. And I've done those things, trusting God that these were words from God through Sangate. I always trusted that when Sangate spoke, they were words from God. But sometimes your carnal mind can kick in, right? Like, especially on the finance, it can kick in. Oh, what's he going on about this again? Or doing other things. Oh, is he being religious now about the time? You know? No, I'm not. I'm just being honest. Like, really, we should... If there's something going on and there's a time to be on it, we should be there on time. And two of my leaders reminded me of this. And I'm very thankful for them. That's what you call leaders. That's what you call laborers. The ones that I taught and encouraged. And they reminded me of it. And I was like very humble to receive their words. I listen also. if there's something you've got to say to me, you can really say, I will take it on board and I will go to God with it. And then sometimes I don't need to go to God with it because I know it's right. So like, you know, to have a set a good example to shore up those areas that can be shored up. Yes, there's lots of grace in what we do. And that grace will stay there. Like I'll start at 7 o'clock. I'll start at 7:30. But if you can get there before 7:30, get there before 7:30. You know, and the more we practice this, and I'll say more, I'll let the other people know too. And the more we practice, I believe that we will get that fellowship started for at least 7:10. Because it's time. It's your time. It's my time. Your effort, my effort. But we're putting God. We're going to magnify God in our time. We're going to magnify God in our finances. We're going to magnify God in our confessions. We're going to magnify God in our practice. See, and we're doing this unto God, not unto Lawrence. I'm not doing anything unto Sangi. I got great reverence. He's my minister leader. But I'm doing it unto God, but with respect to who I've learned from. And I want to copy that way. Because I want to be that Tupac. But I want to copy that way. And I will copy that way. And I have been copying and following that way, that example. And look at the wonderful fruit that God's blessing me with. I know I can't do this on my own. I know I can't do it in my own strength, even with the knowledge of what God's given me. And God's given me wisdom, but I don't want to be like Solomon, who let other things come in that diluted what he knew, and where he kind of lost the respect, because he did lose the respect of the people. And then his I think it was his brother that took on after him, and he had no respect either, right? So it's like, there is a thing there. There is a conduct, but it's not like a religious conduct. It's a led by God conduct. You know, letting God point things out to you, even if it's coming from someone else, and then taking that on board and then going to God. And then when he confirms it in your heart, this is a good idea. We should do this. You know, conferring with one another, bringing in suggestions with one another, you know. And, you know, really, like, God has got great things for all of us. He really does. He hasn't made any limits. Yes, we have our personal walk with God. But with that walk, God will be directing you to follow what's being encouraged. And if you do that, you will get the benefit. It all depends where your believing is and your faith is. Are you fully in with it? If you've got apprehensions, that's where you're not going to see the full benefit of it. But for me, as for me in my house, that's, you know, what in Jeremiah, as for me in my house, we will serve the Lord along with our mistakes, along with our wrong things that we might say or do. I'm still going to serve God because I know there's a carnal side. Like Paul says, the things that I should do, I don't do. You know, read Romans chapter 6, 7 and 8. But then you see the grace of God in all these things. And watch your circle. Just watch who you fellowship with. Seriously. Are they adding to what you're speaking? Or are they taking it away? Are they bringing you into doubt in any? And we're to be the examples for people to follow. But if we're kind of diluting it with other people, then they want us to follow them, right? But then you've got to look at their fruit. What they've really got? What's really been manifested? What's really happening in their life? But God wants you all to come up many levels this year. And he's the one that's going to do it as we stay with him. I asked God, like God was showing me, Lawrence, ask me to help you. You want to renew your mind? So ask me to help you. I'll give you what to do. Right? You want finance? Ask me to help you. I'll show you what to sow, or I'll show you where to go. I'll show you where to do things. You're having problems at home in your relationship? Ask God to help you. Ask God for his wisdom. He will give it to you. James 1:5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, and he won't upbraid you for asking. And if you say you're going to bunk the share, then do it. Because God's watching your words as well as you speaking them. And we're speaking from the mouth of God. You're making commitments before God without even realizing that. And even if we speak the negative, it's still coming from the presence of God, because that's who we are now. That's where we're seated. Don't you think God can multiply you in your finances? Why do we always have to do the base? Why can't we do the abundance? If you want abundance, be abundant. If you want abundance, think abundance. If you want laborers, see that you've already got them. And then do what the other people doing that have got the labors. Humble yourself down. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. So whatever area that is, you need to be humble. You know what? You might think you're being humble. I might think I'm being humble, but I need to go to God and check myself. It doesn't it say in Corinthians, examine yourself whether you're in the faith. Or are you just mentally sent and going through things? Yeah, I've given me on a God, but there's no faith behind it. There's no expectancy behind it. You know, God wants us to expect. It's faith. When we give, we're honoring God, who we can't see, right? But he wants us to expect the return. He wants us to trust him. We should, yes, God's going to do this. 100% is he going to take it and multiply it in many different areas, not just financially. Yes, God's going to bring those leaders. Now, I'm going to do exactly what God wants me to do. And thankfully for my connection, I can run this past my leader who's practicing this really wonderfully and perfectly. And I, like I was saying to Sanga, I know if I'm off, you'll tell me, right? I hope you do. I said, yeah, of course I will. He said, but you're doing wonderfully. Just keep going. Just keep encouraging. And this is encouragement. It's not a reproof. I'm highlighting different areas that you can consider about what you're doing and how you think about things, how you're receiving these words, especially with the speaking in tongues, especially with the speaking by the Spirit, especially with the honoring God, especially with praying for labels. Have you really thought that out with God about praying for labels? Have you really thought it through? Have you really thought about what you're truly given? Is it the right portion to God? Because God will give you the right portion and here multiply it and keep multiplying it. He wants you abundantly blessed. He wants you not, he said you're blessed to be a blessing, but he wants you to manifest that blessed to be a blessing where it isn't a problem with you. In other words, that you can do things so easily that people are like, wow, look at the grace of God here. And it turns other people on to God. It'll turn other people also to want to do the same things. You know, we're leaders, right? So surely I can be honest here and be a bit more frank. Because I know when we say on here, or on the Zoom fellowship, oh yeah, I send my honouring God, and people don't send it. People, I know what the carnal mind does there, right? Oh, Lawrence must be getting it left, right, and centre. Right? That's not the case. So, dishonouring God really has to be honest from your own heart. And don't forget, God knows. He knows your heart. You know, when you think, well, no, I'm not going to really, I'll pretend I'll give this and this is mine. It's a bit like Hananiah and Sapphira. They weren't honest. And it was their own money. It's crazy, isn't it? But that's the carnal side. So we're spiritual now. We're spiritual, yeah? We've got the spirit of Christ. We've got the spiritual mind. Either we're going to operate from the carnal or the spiritual. Now, there might be areas you really operate from the spiritual, but what other areas are you might be operating from the carnal? God wants to tally it up. He likes a balanced weight, and God can help you get that balanced weight. God says, ask me to help you. It's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm a minister to you guys that come on here, right? So I've got to speak as God puts it in my heart. You know, so don't shoot the messenger. I'm just being honest here. Very clear. In fact, it's very loving because it is given the right direction. Just like if we see children do something wrong and we don't correct them, are we being loving? No, they're just going to get worse and worse and worse. We've got to train them. Or we got to give them the right information of what they need to do so they're not getting in trouble all the time, right? So that we're guiding them in the right way. But the guidance here is coming from God through me, through you guys as well, that are practicing. Because we can all copy what we say, but are you doing what you say? And that's the difference. And that's the one thing I've seen that God has blessed me, is that I'm actually doing what I preach. You know, when we've heard that saying, you know, you need to do what you preach. Well, I am actually doing what I preach. I'm actually sharing what I'm actually doing myself. Everything that you're encouraged to do from me, from God, I've already been encouraged that way, and I faithfully do it unto God, not unto a man. And I add my right levels of respect. God first, and then my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he done. Without him, we would never, none of us be doing what we do without God working him and him being humble. He had to listen. Even Jesus had to listen. He said, I don't do anything of my own self. I only do what I see the Father doing. My business is my Father's business. Yeah, now some of you got jobs and stuff like that. And that's great. And God is a fellow worker to gather you within that as well. He's going to bless you in that. So when you keep God first in your work, then don't you think he's going to multiply it? He certainly is. He's going to bless you exceedingly. Just like, for an example, I can think of Jack. You know, he began to honor God. And bang, his business went through the roof, what he was earning every week. And he was blown away, made him happy. That's what God wants us to be, happy in finances, happy in health. It's prospering and being in health. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. God really wants you to prosper and be in good health. Whether you've got a virus or a cold or a flu or something that's come up, you're healed. That's the confession. We don't say what we see. We've had challenging time over this Christmas, but God has blessed us and kept us and improved us. And it's been tough. I'd be honest with you, it's been tough. But I've not said that. I've said it now, for an example. But I've kept my faith and confession. Yeah, there's been times I've been really tired. Couldn't be bothered, right? But I've still done the things. The things that Kim does, I'm now doing. So that took me out of my routine. But she's my wife. I've got to look after my wife. And I'm not going to see her struggle trying to do things when I know she can't do them. I don't mind doing it. That's the thing. I actually do like doing the washing up. I do like frying and cooking food, right? I do like doing the dog's food. Now, when she's able to do it, I'll let her go back to doing it. You know, that's her forte. That's her long suit. She's fantastic at it. I don't really want to do it, but I'm quite happy doing it. And it shows me I can do these. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, who's working in me. And you can do things for Christ which strengthen you. So I would say, coming into this new year, expect great things no matter what your circumstances are saying. No matter what people are screaming at you. Watch who comes into your circle. And they may even come in with money. I'll do this for you. Watch. Really watch. Because God can show you also. Because some people like to ride in on that. And use that money in that way. So that's why I'm saying we've got to be really honest with what we're doing. It's got to be led by God. It really has to be led by God. And God will walk you through these things. And he'll show you. Because you don't want to make mistakes if you don't have to. Right? So with everything, go to God. You know, and see who's practicing, who connects you. Are they really practicing or are they just saying? Are they repeating what other people are saying? And they sound really good, but they're not doing it. Because this is where the fruit will not come. If we just speak and we don't do, there be no fruits, there be no signs, there be no miracles, there be no wonders. But if we receive and go and practice, you will benefit first and foremost, and those that hear you will benefit. Because you'll be serious, and then you'll be sharing these things, because you know it benefits you. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm being benefited left, right, and center. In my mind, in my heart, in the wisdom, enlightenment, in my connections, in my finances. And God wants all of us to be on the same path. We really can be. He's not a respecter of persons. That's the other thing we've got to think about when it comes to these things, these practices. God is no respecter of persons. How he blessed me, he blessed you. And we can say, well, you've got all these connections, Lord, so everyone must be given to you. It's not true. God is my source of supply, and he's got many avenues. So don't look at things at face value, but walk by the Spirit. Go to God for wisdom. You can ask God to show you stuff. And I'm telling you, when I ask, he shows me. When I really beseech him, he doesn't withhold anything from me, because my intention of heart is pure, because I want to be navigated through this wilderness, right? And through different believers that may not really be there in their heart and mind, but just be present. I don't want anyone just to be present on it. I want the people that come on it, especially the leaders, put your money where your mouth is. In other words, and I don't mean your abundant share, I mean show that you mean business with God. Not with me. Yeah, I'm taking this on. I'm practicing this. I'm doing this. I'm not going to miss the fellowships. If I can get there, I'll get there. You know, and if I can get there on time, I'll get there on time. And like I said, I'll start at 7. And I want to get that down where we actually start the soon fellowship for 7:15, not 7:30. But initially, I'll let it run to 7:30 until I feel there's enough people on there. But I'm going to start sharing with different people so that they'll come on and have a little bit more respect for God, you know, and themselves and me. Because it does go on long, and I don't mind the long time. I'll sit here all night. I can go to 11 o'clock tonight, no problem. But it's other people that do have jobs. You know, they've got to get up at 5 and 6 and go to work for the whole day, maybe do a 12-hour day. Or maybe they're stuck in the office and they can't do anything. And so, you know, there's grace with all of these things. But if you can get there for 7, get there on 7. And if there's 14 people, if there's 15 people on there, I'll start it. And if it's 7:10, we'll start. Because it's quite inconvenient when people are coming on late that really can be there. And the ones that can't, that's totally different. You know, there's grace on those things, you know. But when you're there, and I'm sharing, I've got to click someone in. is kind of taking my mind off a little bit, you know. So, but again, it's not such a big deal. It's only happening with two or three people because the other ones that can be there actually turn up on time, you know. It's just a little bit of respect, and God will bless that. God will bless ones. I'm not being religious. I'm not trying to be in control freak here. But it was just something a couple of my neighbors pointed out to me, and I took it on board. And it wasn't to do with this fellowship either. But then God worked in my heart and showed me I needed to say something to encourage people. If you can be here, the quicker you can be on here, the better. If you can't get on here for an hour, that's fine. If you can't get in here for 2 hours after we're running off free, absolutely fine. That's totally fine. But if you can, what I'm saying is, if you can be here, then be here. And God will bless you for that, you know. But there's so much to say. But I think what I want to kind of finish off is that everyone is doing really wonderful. And God is really with you. Shore up the areas that are wanting. Really think about every aspect of the encouragement that we've given you and double down on it. Step it up. You want to see more abundance? Step it up. You want to see labor? Step up the prayer. Step up the desire. Ask God to give you that fire in your heart for the labors, not just the prayer, but the real, I want this. No, something that you really want and you go to God, does he give it to you? He does. How much do you want those laborers for your field? And we want to see this word move all over the world. God wants that. It will happen. It's that God will make sure it happens. And if we stay with God, he'll put that same drive and passion in us that he has for it. Like we see in India and Nepal. They are the examples to the world. I'm telling you now, these guys are the example. India and Nepal are the examples of how to walk with God, have God first, how to do things with the heart, how to rejoice and be happy. And they just look to bless and encourage everyone. They look to, and they minister and they encourage people. And so, but again, like I said, if you say you're going to do something, do it. Don't just speak, because you lose credibility when you do that. When you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, you lose the credibility. So we got to mean what we say and say what we mean. And say what we want, which is what God wants us to say. Because God means what he says and he says what he means. Yes, there's grace and there's mercy. But God will respect us if we hold the line with his truth in our heart, you know, freely. Not like, you got to do it this way, like we were talking before. I'm not on about that way. What about is an individual commitment to our Heavenly Father. God, I'll do anything. I'll lay it all down for you. Whatever it is I got to do, I'll do. That's what God really wants. And he can put that in your heart. He's put it in my heart. And like I said, I'm not perfect on everything. I really ain't, you know. But I'm faithful and I will do it. Once I recognize an area that needs to be shored up, it gets shored up and quick. And that's how I am. You know, if I blasé through things and I don't recognize stuff and it's detrimental to me, God will always show me something. And as soon as I recognize it, oh Lord, sorry. Oh, I didn't realize that, you know. Please forgive me. I know I'm forgiven, but my heart is really like, please forgive me. I really want to move forward. Like, you know, just show me what to do and I'll do it, Lord. And he knows I'll do it because he knows me and I know myself as well. So anyway. Let's go into this new year with great expectation. Let's actually see new laborers come. Ask God for what you want to bring one laborer, even on here, to show your fruit and to encourage them also. But you work with them. Let's bring new people on. Let's God bring new people on. And then in my fellowship, I want to start my fellowship. Just give me one. Don't you think God can do one laborer? I'm sure he can. So that's the challenge. One laborer that's going to take off and bring other people. Make that your desire. Just that one key one that's really going to take the words. Really going to run with it. You can pray this. So this would be my encouragement to you. And it will happen. God's going to do this work. It's going to be an amazing year. Even if you haven't got nothing planned right now, just go to God, Father, show me what you want me to do. And then write it down. That's your vision. It will come to pass. God will make it come to pass. So anyway, that's my encouragement. God bless your heart.